When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
So my brothers and sisters in Islam, what does Allah want from you? He wants your repentance. He wants you to come back. Listen to what Allah said.
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا.
Allah says, Allah wants to forgive you. Allah wants to forgive you. Allah wants to forgive you. And those who want you to lose your way, they want you to fall into big problems. Allah wants to lessen the burden off you. He doesn't want you to fall into problems. But man was created ever so weak. They got too many desires that, in other words, Allah is saying, I know that you have desires. I created you that way. But I'm ready to forgive you if you just come back to me. I'm right here. I will never leave you alone. My brothers and sisters, listen to this beautiful verse in the Quran. Allah said,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ,
which means Allah indeed loves those who always come back to Him. And He loves those who always purify themselves. Do you know what it means that Allah loves those who always come back to Him? You know what it means? It means two things. Number one, it means that Allah is speaking to the ones who are always sinning. Who is the one that returns back to Allah? They're the people who have turned away from Allah. So who is Allah addressing? He addressing those who turn away from Him. He says, Allah loves those who always come back. Now, the second meaning is that, so the first one is that they're always sinning. And number two, they're always going and coming back. It's frequent. And what does this verse tell us? It tells us that the shaitan, Iblis, the shaitan, he always comes to our minds and says to you, you've got no hope. Man, you've been sinning all this life. Look what you've done. You know this is haram. You're a hypocrite. You just made repentance the other day. Now you're back at it. You made repentance the other day. You came back at it. What are you trying to trick Allah? You hypocrite. And you start talking this bad, this negative talk to yourself. But the one who makes you think like that is the shaitan, and your own self whispers. But Allah constantly tells you, read the Quran, because I've got a message for you. I don't want you to fall into that. I'm telling you that I want you, and I don't care if you sin all the time. I just want you to come back all the time. And then you go away and come back. You go away and then come back. I want you to come back all the time. And I will keep accepting and forgiving you until the moment that you die. Until the moment your soul reaches the gargling point. I will continue to forgive you. There is a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, my Lord said, who did he say it to? He said it to his angels one day. Allah said to his angels one day, pointing to a particular slave of his. Now the word slave means that we are Allah's slaves. And that word slave is deliberate. Because whether we like it or not, if you think about it, we are a slave to something. it is impossible not to be a slave to something. Anything that governs your life, your mindset, the way you act in your life, that's the thing controlling you, and you are a slave to it. Whether it's money, looks, social media, fame, fortune.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Fortune, dean, whatever it is, you, Allah wants you to be a slave to Him, because being a slave to Allah means that it's a beautiful relationship. He is not going to use and abuse you. My brothers and sisters, Allah said to these angels, my slave today sinned. And he called out to me, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi. Oh Allah, forgive my sin. And Allah says to His angels, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدِي ذَنْبًا فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبِ. My slave has sinned today, and he knows that he has a Lord that forgives his sin. I will forgive his sin, my angels, bear witness. He then said, oh, the same slave has sinned again. And he's called out to me to forgive him. Oh, my angels, he knows that he has a Lord that forgives. I'm going to forgive him. Then he said, oh, my slave has sinned a third time, and he has asked me to forgive him. He knows that he has a Lord that will forgive him. So bear witness, my angels, I have forgiven him. And then a fourth time, he sinned. And then Allah says to his angels, listen to what I'm going to say. My slave has sinned, and he has asked me to forgive him, and he knows that he has a Lord that forgives. Let my slave do whatever he wills. Let my slave do whatever he wishes from here on. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Authentic hadith. But don't misunderstand that last part. Let him do what he wishes. No. What it means is, my servant has now got a habit that I love. He or she has got the habit of always coming back to me. Every time he or she sins, he or she comes back. The fact that the sin is making them come back, and he's always coming back, let him do what he wants, because I know he will always come back. You understand? So does Allah know that you sin? Yeah. In fact, I'm going to tell you even a deeper hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one who controls my soul, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ. If you weren't to sin, Allah would have vanished you. He'd have gotten rid of all of us. وَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ. And he would have brought another creation who do sin. فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. And then that new creation will ask Allah to forgive them over and over. فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ. And Allah will forgive them. Why does Allah say that? Because you see, some of the names of Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Tawwab. Allah has to manifest all of His names and attributes, otherwise He wouldn't be Allah. Allah loves it when we return, because He loves to forgive. Why does He love to forgive? That's His attribute. That's who He is. That's what makes Him Allah. That's what Allah is. He is the forgiver. So Allah says, my slave makes sins and asks me to forgive them, and I forgive them. And this is the way that Allah differentiates between those who deserve punishment and those who deserve His forgiveness, mercy, and pleasure.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.